Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado. I want to say hi to Kay and Bob in Delaware and thank them for listening and always giving me great ideas and some great guests to contact for this show that, of course, helps you connect the dots. And today we're going to connect some dots for builders out there, environmentalists out there, those who care about our degraded environment, degraded standard of living and quality of life, all because of massive, unrelenting, and endless population growth. And, of course, as you know, it's being driven by legal and illegal immigration from people exploding out of their third world countries, having overblown their carrying capacity, and now struggling to come to the United States for a better life so they can make our life a worse life, our civilization a worse civilization, and in fact, a civilization that mirrors what they fled. If you have any chance, I highly recommend Jean Raspail, Camp of the Saints. It's an incredible book written back in the 1980s when France opened up its borders to third world migration. And he wrote a book about a country named India. And India, of course, as you know, was overloaded, as it is, with 1.1 billion people. Squalor, misery, suffering, everybody's in the same boat, pollution and all. And they sailed off to France. And one of the people on the deck of the lead ship said, "You don't know my people, the squalor, superstitions, the fatalistic sloth that they've wallowed in for generations. You don't know what you're in for if that fleet of brutes ever lands in your lap. Everything will change in this country of yours. They will swallow you up," unquote. And as we face the same kinds of consequences, we are hopefully educating ourselves. And as I've said many times, no man in the wrong can stand up against the man in the right that keeps on a-coming, and that was Captain McDonald of the Texas Rangers. And for those of you who would like, make sure you go to the websites, get the pencil and paper out, because we're going to have our guest on for two solid days, evenings, and give you some new ideas and give you some questions, so I hope you do have those. And in the meantime, make sure you go to numbersusa.com so that you become and take part of the action to solve our country's problems. And I just got an email from somebody that said, "We have met the enemy, and the enemy is us." And so I just wrote several columns. The latest one, of course, is a column that's on newswithviews.com, and it's about John McCain. And now that Obama and Hillary and John McCain will be the next president, you can expect that we're going to have a population explosion, because they're going to double the immigration into this country, and they're going to legalize anywhere from 20 to 30 million folks into this country and their children. And as you can imagine, it's going to create a population load that's going to be unsustainable. It's going to be fantastic beyond anybody's imagination, and it's going to grow faster than anyone realizes. And so I hope that you go to those websites, numbersusa.com. Also, for those of you who are joining us tonight, go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us, and there is that great T-shirt with the logo of the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. I still have them left. $15 will get the whole thing sent to you, including the postage. Just Frosty Wooldridge, check 2, and then P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. And for those of you who would like to have more information on the drug war, my brother Howard Wooldridge at leap.cc. That's www.leap.cc. We need to regulate, legalize, and allow drugs to be given out to those who are already drug addicts and for those who want to do whatever they're going to do, so that we don't have the enormous crisis we have. We're going to be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. We're going to have a great hour.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And as my grandfather once said, those dang politicians keep serving us more outhouse soup. But we don't have enough sense to close the door, unquote. That comes from Neighbors. That's www.neighbors.denverpost.com. It's a piece I wrote. It's called Fracturing America, A Politician Serving Us a Bowl of Outhouse Soup. And I talk about the fact that we are really serving ourselves up some humongous consequences. And our guest this evening is a man named Mr. John Kurowski. He's out of Littleton, Colorado, and he started designing and constructing the first passive solar homes in Colorado, gosh, about 30 years ago or so. And he's known around the world for, well, of course, we're known around the world for about 320 days of sunshine. And in 1976, 30 years ago this year, John decided to form his own home building company, Kurowski Development Company, whose uncommon mission was to build homes that are energy efficient and environmentally friendly. In 1974, prompted by an international oil crisis and widespread today, John has many contemporaries in what is now known as the green home building industry. And then back then, I just called it doing the right thing, he says, as he has been officially and affectionately called the green giant of Colorado home building. You can go to his website and get those pencils and paper out, www.kurowski.com, K-U-R-O-W-S-K-I.com. And really, encourage your own folks in your own state to start thinking about passive solar heating, passive solar water heating. Of course, when you build those houses, you can have heating just because the sun's coming through abundance of windows. And one of the great tragedies here in Colorado, and I've been here most of my life, is that we had, back in the 70s, we had passive solar panels on all the homes in Boulder, Colorado. so often, and then as things took off again, you won't see one single solar panel on any house in Colorado, and it's a great shame because it has wasted millions, billions of gallons of gasoline or motor or heating oil, certainly natural gas to heat buildings and also water. And so it's a great tragedy that we haven't developed the passive solar heating capacity that Colorado needs. But so tonight we're having really a man who's in the middle of this thing and really thinks, and I'll quote what he says right here, if we each make a contribution to Earth proportionate to our means, I believe that together we can save our planet, says John Kurowski. John, thank you very much for joining us this night, and I appreciate you coming on Connecting the Dots.
Good evening, Frosty. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Now, if you could, just give us an overview of what you do here in Colorado and the kind of environmental impact that you're trying to make for Colorado, but also spread around the country.
Well, I'm a home builder in Colorado. I build homes for sale. I build custom homes. We do remodeling and additions, primarily in the metro area of Colorado, and sometimes we also build up in the mountains in the Vail, Beaver Creek, Keystone, Breckenridge area also. And I'm very active in the Built Green program of Colorado, which is a terrific program. It's the most successful program of its kind in the United States. And it's a program designed around design and construction techniques for homes that's based on durability, energy efficiency, water efficiency, the use of products that have a positive impact on the environment, and the improvement of indoor air quality and comfort in our homes today.
Well, that, you know, that's very exciting. Now, of course, I have to bring in the what I consider a great lacking by the builders, home builders, the construction crews, and the great architects of Colorado, because if you look, I'm in Westminster, Colorado, and if you look at all the new homes, you look at homes for the last 20 years or so, you won't see any solar panels on these homes. I know McStain is one of the big builders here in Colorado, and they've completely abrogated their responsibility for doing any kind of environmentally positive, environmentally proactive construction here in Colorado. So how do you combat the builders that don't care and won't change and don't change and are not doing anything to help save energy, whether it's natural gas and or heating oil or any other way, like passive solar heating?
Well, Frosty, first I would like to comment on the information that you just quoted.
Uh-huh.
I would consider McStain one of the real pioneers in designing and building communities and homes that are truly more energy efficient and more green. Now, they got started, gosh, about 25 years ago, and in from the very beginning, their philosophy was, gee, how can we make the home a little better for the environment? Now, we have to go back 25 years to put that in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There were so few builders doing it, and there were so few consumers who wanted it. McStain was really carving out, like etching on a rock, trying to get their message across. And in an industry like the construction industry, particularly the residential home building industry, it is very, very difficult to bring about new changes, new ideas. We're essentially building homes very similar to what we did 100 years ago in terms of basic principles, but
sure.
McStain was one of the companies that started a quarter of a century ago trying to figure out what makes a home tick better. And the builders have a real challenge. If they put in a tremendous amount of money into features in a home and the public doesn't want it, the builder's left holding the bag. So for me, I have watched this chicken and egg question develop in our industry since 1974. And what I saw back in 1974, there was almost no interest in the minds of the consumers and no interest in our building industry to do anything about changing the way we design houses so that they perform better from an energy and environmental standpoint. That's a fact. But there were a few of us, and McStain was one of them,
okay,
who came on board and started to do little things. Back in the 70s and 80s, I put on virtually every kind of solar system that you could define or people could call in and ask about. But you know what? When the tax credit stopped, that industry collapsed. There was not a huge demand. 95% of the solar systems that I put on as what is commonly referred to as for sale or spec inventory. Very, very few people came to me and said, John, I want a solar house. And so you had this opposite occurring. You had people like a McStain or people like Kurowski saying, I've got the product. And people would come and look, and they wouldn't buy very much. So there are some of us builders who took tremendous risks in putting that into our homes when there was not what is commonly called a demand for them, Frosty. And okay, what you see now is another shift in the market where there is a tremendous change today that is significantly different than it was in the 70s and 80s, but a lot of things have caused that wave of interest to change, and it's taken a couple of generations to bring it about. And I will tell you, I know builder after builder, I speak in organizations to organizations and associations across North America, and the thing that I hear every time is my prospects aren't asking for green, or they're not asking for solar. And that I've heard for 33 years. And what we see today, that is starting to change, but it's going to be a wave that's going to take a few more years to come, but I think it's going to change at a rate that we have never seen before also.
And why is it going to change at a rate you've never seen before, John?
Well, I can tell you from my perspective, if we look at the last 33 years, going back to 73, 74, what happened then is there was an occurrence with an organization called OPEC that basically shut off the world's oil, right?
Sure did. I remember. I was a teacher in Brighton, Colorado, and I had to drive from Boulder to Brighton. It was 24 miles. In the spring and the summer, I used to ride my bicycle just because the gas went up to like 60 cents a gallon.
And we had to wait in line for gas here in Colorado, like many cities around the United States.
Right, exactly.
But what happened, that was like getting punched in the nose by a guy like Joe Lewis, because that was an awakening call. What was interesting, there was not a broad awakening. That what affected me was I didn't understand macro oil supply. I didn't even understand micro oil supply.
Correct.
What I did understand is some organization that I never heard of, I didn't know anything about. The acronym was OPEC, and they shut off the world oil, and they brought the industrialized world to its knees. Now, if you fast forward from 74 to today, what the heck has changed? Gasoline has gone from about 28 cents a gallon to $3 a gallon, right?
That's correct.
And we're consuming in our world more and more oil today. But in terms of an energy policy, in terms of solutions to the problem, very, very little has changed when you look at what could have changed. So now we have, in the last 2 or 3 years, I can absolutely assure you in the audience.
Well, we're going to have to go to break right now, John, so we'll come back with that thought about assuring the audience after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with John Kurowski. These wonderful ideas and commercials.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking with John Kurowski, and he is the green giant of Colorado home building. And one of the things that he does, and I hope you and encourage you to go to his website, www.kurowski.com, and then help your builders, help your town council, help your city council, help your community to become more efficient, more responsible, and go to more green building of homes that are really meant for and built for the 21st century and the times we live, because as John said, in 1974, the gas went from 28 cents a gallon. For those of you who are too young to realize this, I got some pictures of gas at $19.90 a gallon through the gas wars down in Florida where I lived as a teenager back in the early 60s. And so it went from that 28 cents a gallon all the way up to 60 cents a gallon. And, of course, now it's $3.20, $3.50 a gallon. And heating oil is the same. So we're not living in the same old good times that we used to. And OPEC does have a stranglehold on us. But not just OPEC. The world has now seen its macro oil supplies go to micro oil supplies. And, in fact, we have reached the peak oil. And everything from here down is going to degrade, and I can tell you they're expecting $4 a gallon of gasoline in the summer of 2008 here in the United States. Well, feel lucky if it stays only at $4 a gallon, because in Europe right now it's $6 a gallon, and in Oslo, Norway today, got a gallon of gas is $6.82. So you can see we got some rough sledding coming up, and a lot more of you are going to be riding your bicycle like I do. So, John, with that in mind, what is it that we need to do to bring about a more energy-efficient home and or buildings throughout the United States and even here in Colorado?
Well, I'm going to go back and pick up on that question about what's changed between 1974, and about 2004. The change was fairly slow. From 1974 to 1994, there was virtually no change in the market, either from consumer acceptance or builder provision of energy and environmental solutions. In 1994, a little change occurred. In the 70s and 80s, there was a couple of blips when the solar interest came to the market as a result of tax credits. Mm-hmm. So you had a blip in the 70s, a blip in the 80s, and then in 1994, a change started to occur. In 1995, that change picked up a little steam, mostly because the program in Austin, Texas, and in Colorado, the Built Green program was formed in Colorado through the Denver Home Builders Association. That started a change over the next 3 years, and between 95 and 98, what happened is the Built Green program of Colorado started to get a lot of attention from different parts of the country, from builders, homeowners, Home Builders Association, from some government entities, wanting to know what this excitement was about the Built Green program of Colorado. And McStain was one of the very first builders to jump in that program along with Kurowski Development Company to help lead the change. Now, between 98 and 2004, the change really started to pick up steam because some builder associations around the country, like state of Washington, Atlanta, Georgia, they created programs that started to deal with green building and energy issues. Then in 2004, from many different areas, from articles, from stories, from newspapers, people started to write and listen to energy and environmental issues. And I think one of the significant things that occurred is when Iraq invaded Kuwait, I think there was a real awakening that the war for oil was really going to be a war. That's my personal opinion. I don't know if it's fact, but if you look at that, that war was Iraq wanted Kuwait's oil, period. And they knew if they got a hold of that oil, they would control more and more of the production. So I think that fact started to generate a lot of discussion with people, and people started to look at the real issue of supply and demand. I think there's two other significant things that occurred shortly after. I don't think it happened on any given year. I think it slowly evolved. There are two monster reasons that we can look to today that people were not thinking about in terms of general growth and oil demand, which links into your comment on peak oil. Those two elements, those two monster reasons, are India and China.
Yes.
As countries that were once considered a third world country are now economic giants, and they're going to go from their walking and bicycles, the motorcycles, motor scooters, cars, and trucks. And the demand for oil is going to so far out-supply what we generally call reasonable oil supply. It's going to boggle the mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to boggle the mind, and it's going to boggle the planet. We're going to go from 80 million barrels of oil used every day to, gosh, folks, a whole lot more. We'll be right back with John Kurowski after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
We'll be right back in... Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you again for joining us here at republicbroadcasting.org. And make sure that you are part of the solution instead of part of the complaint. And you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can talk to the hosts. You can go to the chat room on the homepage. You can call in, and, of course, that number is 1-800-313-9443 if you have any questions of John Kurowski tonight. If you want to know more about what he's doing, and he's on the cutting edge, and I may have to eat my words when it comes to my bad-mouthing the McStain company here in Colorado, because it's probably a little more complicated than I thought. My feeling was that he didn't do anything like get those gosh darn solar panels out there, and it didn't happen on any of his homes. And, of course, I live in one of his home building sites in Louisville, Colorado, and so I'm a little bit disappointed. But maybe I didn't know the whole story, and now we're getting educated, and I can... bow and scrape to McStain Corporation and thank them for their really advancing further into and making more advances toward a more ecologically and green building of homes and all that goes with it. So, again, make sure, republicbroadcasting.org. For those of you who are first-time listeners, go to your favorite. You can go there, see your favorite guest hosts that are out really making some big impact. And, again, go to the chat rooms and talk with all of the other hosts. And, of course, get to me if you like, frostywildridge.com and my website. And I have action letters there and books and all sorts of information for you to make a difference, the 26-point action plan on what you can do to make America a sustainable and viable civilization, not just 10 years from now, but 100 years from now. And that's what we're trying to do here as we connect the dots. Okay, my screen, okay, I'm not working. John, we got a caller, and I don't know where it's from, so we'll just take the caller, and you have a question, sir, just have your name and the state you're calling from and ask the question of John or a comment, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, it's Henry from Connecticut.
Oh, Henry, Connecticut, yes. John,
all right, I just
Henry
walked in. What is
John.
The primary topic your guest is discussing tonight? I just sort of walked in.
Well, what we're trying to do is really work toward and bring more efficient or green homes into construction across the nation.
Oh, one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, and
you building like million-dollar homes that they build up here in Connecticut, even they may be overpriced, and has like an acre or 2 acres or acre 0.5 of land on it, and yet I don't see one solar panel up there. I don't see one solar windmill. You know, the windmills now are not like they used to be. They run a lot quieter, and you get one. I saw in Mother Earth News that you can get one that's only about 30-something feet high.
Oh, yeah, so there's a tremendous amount of advances. We have wind machines out here right out of Boulder, Colorado. John, what about homes that are just monster homes and then they don't have the solar panels? What's happening with the kinds of homes that are 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 square feet? Are they just negate any kind of green construction?
No, a home of any size, whether it's 500 square feet or 5,000 square feet,
right,
can have the design and construction techniques of green building incorporated into those homes. It doesn't matter to the size. It doesn't matter to the state that it's in. It doesn't matter to the part of the world it's in. So that's one thing. The second thing, if Henry is still on the line.
Yes.
Henry, this is interesting that you called because in approximately 1980 or 1981, I went back to the East Coast, and I'm almost 100% confident there was a home built in Connecticut that I went to see. And that home had some terrific active solar and passive solar features. And I don't remember the name of the town, but I do remember that visit. So I give kudos to whoever that builder was or homeowner, because to me that was one of the experiences that I had that generated my interest to do more and more. Now to your specific question, why you don't see more, I think it's a combination of the industry. By the industry, I mean the home building industry and the solar industry, to reach out and inform the consumers of the benefit, and the consumers need to take a responsibility to get educated, to get informed, and make a conscientious value buying decision. The difference between the solar systems today and the solar systems of 30 years ago are pretty significant. Back then, they were water, glycol, or an air system. Today, you have photovoltaics that will power many different sizes of homes,
yeah,
depending upon the size of the kilowatts generated out of a panel. So I think, again, one of the reasons you don't see it, this photovoltaic wave is really just beginning to catch a wave that I think in the next 2 years we could look back on this discussion and you'll say you saw a tsunami occur. It's not going to happen instantly, but you're going to generally see it across the country, because there are the level of interest today is so much greater.
I know.
Than it was in the 70s. So I think your observation is correct, and I encourage you to help spread the word back in Connecticut.
Well, the thing that's so incredible is that there is another magazine out there called Home Power Magazine.
What is that again?
All right, okay, I'll give it to you. It's called Home Power, H-O-M-E, Power, P-O-W-E-R.
.com?
And that, I originally got that magazine from a guest that was on our bell like many years ago. And I had, came across the old issues, so I called them up and asked them to send me a sample copy of the current one for 2008, because I don't know whether the address changed or whether the name changed, the ads may be expired, and, you know, whatever. So I want to, you know, because these things like to get away from people, so I try to have something update. And it has much more stuff in there than Mother Earth News. I mean, it kind of adds in there for all kinds of alternative energy things that you wouldn't believe. But the thing is so disgusting is that I look at some of the real estate's overpriced anyway, but all they want to do is slap on gas meters and this meter for this and that, because, and I also saw some statistic that in Europe, Germany's like the largest one with the solar power, about 40-something percent.
Yep.
The other European countries are still way ahead of us, I mean, especially Central and Northern Europe.
Yeah, well, wind power there is amazing. I mean, I bicycled through Denmark and Germany and Holland.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to Denmark.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, you got them over there in Denmark,
wind farms
too, huh?
Everywhere.
All over Denmark also, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You'll see wind farms there and in Germany and of course, Holland. And, my gosh, I mean, they look like trees growing up, white forests of windmills, and they're in giant clusters everywhere. And these things have 30-meter in width or in diameter blades. I mean, and you get underneath one of these things, and, I mean, it is a hauling. It's circulating fast. I mean, so turning quite fast. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing what's happening
but
over there.
But, see, the ones are much smaller. That's what I found out in the new magazines. The current one is that Mother Earth News had an issue last year where you can put one on a residential area like where I'm at, and it only goes up 30-something feet.
Right.
They also did something, evaluate which ones of different prices and so forth. And you can get insurance on them, too, to make sure the things don't, you know, that the thing doesn't spin too fast or it burns the turbines. But the point is this. I think it's a mindset. And the people who build, especially the million-dollar homes, you could add that stuff on the house. It's not that much money. It's not that much money to add on a middle-class home. It's not. To completely become off-grid in a residential area for the most part. Or if not, you could at least cut it down with the heating. I think it's a philosophy in this country like what you hear on Michael Savage. He said some stupid comment tonight about sending some young people over to Iraq and a sergeant whipping them and whatever. Just dumb. All they push in this country is what they think will beat people into having these values and hard work and morals and this and that, and that's all they talk. When I hear all the AM stations now, and there's no efficiency, there's no brains. That's why the ones in Europe, they're not stuck up on all that crap like we are here. So they can look at stuff like the Japanese do more technologically, scientifically, and intellectually, and things of that nature. It doesn't matter whether the government's socialist, anarchistic, or constitutional republic. It makes no difference. It's the mindset of these people much older than you or me that are running everything, and I think some of these construction companies, I don't know whether they're subsidiary of some of these big corporate guys that are linked to the Council on Foreign Relations. You never know.
No. Well, we got to get back in this thing, but I appreciate your comments.
Yeah, okay,
Henry.
I'll let you
we're
go.
Keep going
great show,
it.
By the
okay,
way.
Okay, thank
great
you.
Show. Take care.
Henry, thank
okay.
you, Henry.
Yeah.
John, let's move forward on this thing. How did the word green get attached to the environmental movement for the building industry?
Well, as you know, back in the 60s, there were some individuals who started to get real concerned about the chemical dumpings in rivers and lakes. And then came organizations like Greenpeace. And there was this charge of a few people that said, gee, we got to stop all this chemical dumping. We got to figure out ways to make chemicals that aren't so damaging. And that was occurring, you know, back in the mid to late 60s. And so probably the most common name that we've heard here is like Greenpeace, you know.
Right.
And so what happened when the industry, the building industry in the mid-90s started to talk about programs, you know, there were slang things like greeny weenies and that became like, who the heck are these greeny weenies and what are they doing and why are they stopping the logging and what is really their purpose? But the term green started to just embed itself in the conversation of builders and architects. And in 1994, particularly in Colorado, I can tell you what occurred when we went to name the program in Colorado that started to grow up as an energy and environmental committee, there was a big debate on what we should call it. You know, should we call it energy conserving house? Should we call it greenhouses? Should we call it performance houses, high performance houses? And after much debate, the word green kind of stuck. And the problem that many of us had with that is, wait a minute, green is anti-builder, green is anti-developer. And so you had this kind of word and this definition from experience that had a conflict with the industry. But what happened? The green word stuck in Colorado, and there became the Build Green program in Colorado. And as people started to write articles and interview people, the word green just continued to get attached to not only residential, but even commercial-type buildings. So now I think it's pretty well entrenched until another name comes along. And, of course, the media has picked up on it, and it has certainly become the common definition or the common word that describes a house or a building that's better for the environment. So,
well, you know, that's good, because before that it was a connotation conflict.
It was two warring factions.
People, yeah, it really was, and of course, at each other's throats.
So I think it was kind of what I like about it, it was kind of the coming together of people who never understood what I'd call the initial green movement that started back in the 60s and the things that they started talking about. Chemical dumping is not something we should be doing. And fast forward, you know, almost 30 years, and suddenly the people who didn't understand were starting to embrace it in a pretty big and controversial way. But it took a lot of information and education to tell people that green meant something good in construction.
Oh, well, that's a thing. And we've got Steve from Florida is calling in. So, John, Steve, you're from Florida. What part of Florida are you from? Do you have a question or comment for John Kurowski?
Yeah, hi, Frosty, and hello, John. And, yeah, I do. First of all, down here in Florida, a little comment. In the Sarasota area, we were told...
I love Sarasota.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful down here.
Beautiful down there.
Yeah. But the problem is we were told that it wasn't sunny enough here in the Sunshine State to have solar panels and solar electricity. And what ended up happening is one of the city and county people down here said, that's ridiculous. So there are vested interests out there that are telling us that, no, it's not going to work. I was just wondering if you or your guests had heard anything in regards to the advancements in the infrared spectrum solar panel development. I understand that with the infrared, even on it doesn't require a sunny day to generate electricity. A cloudy day is more than enough because it uses the infrared spectrum.
Oh, great question, Steve. John, how about that?
Steve, I do not have enough firsthand knowledge at that to give you a response, but I will say this. There is a strong movement in Florida for solar, and I think for the average person and the average builder that the easiest thing to do is use the technology that is available in solar photovoltaic systems today. You know, there's going to be the next few years, I think, a scramble with some researchers and some scientists how to advance the efficiency of solar electric generation. The reason, because right now our panels can generate an efficiency ratio of 20 to 25, 23%, something like that. And, of course, the further we can move up the efficiency production of the panels, the more cost-effective and the more value they are going to be. I will see if I can do some research on that infrared system for you and do some commenting on that next time I'm on the show. But I'll tell you right now, it's enough to keep up with the systems that we have now, because they're really coming to us at a rate so far exceeding what we had before. So there's hope here for us. But that's a great comment, Steve. But number one, find out who made that comment, what organization they're from. There is a great solar organization in Florida, and I can tell you that is absolutely not true, that there's not enough sun in Florida.
Yeah, because they had recently, just in today's newspaper down here in the Sarasota area, they had an article about this solar system that they had put in, and it's now generating enough electricity for around 200,000 homes.
Wow.
And they're, that's fantastic, and I think that's a good idea. But I think also, too, that, I built a home myself down in Southern Ohio. I hear the music.
Steve, we're running out of time, but I sure appreciate that comment. And John's going to be back on Thursday, and he's going to give you some more information about that infrared solar panel.
Okay, great. I will definitely listen in.
All right, thanks for calling in. Hello to Sarasota. I just love Sarasota. P.T. Barnum and the old museum there and all those great paintings from Europe. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after these commercial comments.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Because of Bob and Kay right out there in Delaware, I'm looking at my favorite icon of the movies, Mr. Clint Eastwood, and that's, of course, the good, the bad, and the ugly for our show each time we come on the air. And I'm also getting excited about some new guests in the future that John is going to be recommending to me about peak oil, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're having such a good time tonight, we're going to do this again with John Kurowski. His website, www.kurowski.com, and I really like his quote. It resonates with my spirit. It means that we can transform the future, transform the world by our actions today. And he said, and I quote, "If we each make a contribution to the earth, proportionate to our means, I believe that together we can save our planet home." John Kurowski. Now, this is the kind of positive, creative energy that we must apply to our current situation to start working toward a viable and sustainable planet in the next 10 years and the next 40 years and the next 100 years for all of us, because I'll bet you most of the people listening out there across the country or even across the world have children. I got two boys. I'd like to see them have the American dream. I'd like to see them have the world dream. And this is the kind of information. So, John, in the few minutes we have left, you have some comments that you give the listeners out there, and we're going to come back with you on Thursday, and we're going to have another great show with you, and you can give more information out.
Maybe I would just like to wrap up by saying that the home building industry is really moving very aggressively in this area. In fact, this week at the International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida, the National Association of Home Builders and the Green Building Subcommittee is introducing their green building guidelines for the entire United States. And one of the exciting things is that I can tell you for sure, 6 years ago at the International Home Builder Show, there was a seminar on green building. There were barely a handful of people in that seminar. Today, in terms of advanced registrations at the show, for one green building seminar alone, there's over 700 people who have applied to that single seminar. So things are changing and changing rapidly, and I applaud the tremendous number of volunteers, like Ray Tonges from Texas, who has devoted countless hours to bringing this to the industry along with a lot of other folks. So it's an exciting time for the building industry, and I think the responsibility that the industry is picking up will be shared with the consumers for taking action.
Well, that's my idea of a really powerful movement, and that word is, of course, action. For those of you who want to listen to the next show on Thursday, John's going to give you ideas on how you can make your home more energy efficient, more really efficient and more green, and also about what to look for. So we're going to have another great show with John Kurowski. Again, his website is kurowski.com. And also go to the website treehugger.com, treehugger.com. It will give you a ton of ideas. John, thanks very much for joining us here tonight on Connecting the Dots. I look forward to seeing you here in just a couple nights.
Okay, thank you, Frosty. I enjoyed it a lot.
It's an honor and a pleasure, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thank you for joining us, and each and every one of you, you can make a difference. Go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, that 26-point action plan. We're going to have another great show at the end of the week. In the meantime, God bless, Godspeed, and good night. And let's transform the world for the better, for our children.